Melissa, can you please come up? She's going to open us up in prayer.
Oh, Lord, thank you for this new year, this new life, this new hope. Thank you for all your love and kindness, your mercy that rains on the just and the unjust alike. Oh, Lord, thank you for old things too. The Ancient of Days who doesn't change his ways. Oh, Lord, thank you for the privilege of praise and a place to praise at and worship together. Oh, Lord, beam upon us. Shine your face here. Join us. Open the heavens to us, Lord, because we walk in your sphere. Amen.
Eric's going to read the opening scripture.
You want it?
Sure, I got it.
Okay, that's just better.
Okay.
This actually goes well with my journal thing that I wrote. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ. Amen. It went well with what I had in my journal, so.
Amen.
I didn't know which one to pick.
Thank you. So we're going to proclaim this morning that he is our rock. Each one of these songs that the Lord gave me can be turned into a prayer or a proclamation that we can say for this year. And when we get to one of the songs, that's what we're going to do. We're going to sing it as a proclamation that we are committing to be just that. But right now, we're just going to say, you know, Lord, there is no other. You are our rock.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
God like our God, no other name worthy of all our praise. The rock of salvation, it cannot be moved. He's proven himself to be faithful and true. There is no rock, there is no God like God.
Let your will be done, Lord. Captivate our hearts, dear Jesus. Establish your throne. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you greet each other today, can you say that? Let Jesus captivate your heart if he hasn't already. And let his will be done through you this year, because he has a purpose for you. Can you greet each other and say that? Let God's will be done through you this year.
Thank you, Lord, that you bless all of us here so much. Everything we receive comes from you, Lord. And we ask that you bless this money that we give back to you in tithes and offerings, that it will be well used. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
I'm going to lead us a cappella in a hymn that I felt was apropos for today. I was at the jail ministry last night at the minimum security facility, and I was just sharing with them how the different personalities between my sister and I, and the excitement kind of like shows. in me. So, and not that Debbie doesn't get excited, it's just that I'm, you know, she'll be praising the Lord, but I'm praising the Lord, you know. So there's just a little bit of a difference. But that's her full, that's, you know, inside. She is just doing the same thing I'm just expressing on the outside. It's just that we all show our gifts differently. But I'm like, I was pumped up when I was having that day of fasting and prayer on December 18th, when, remember, we went to California to see my sister and family and relatives and friends and cousins I hadn't seen for 4 years. And so it was really a blessed trip. But on December 18th, that Tuesday after my sister's birthday, I took the day in the hotel room fasting and praying for God's direction. And this is what I got, the word I got. And I don't always remember, I don't always get a word, I don't always get a scripture. Sometimes I've gotten a number. But this year, and then usually it was within for a Woman of the Truth Ministries, right? And then it would often match and coincide totally with what Pastor Doug got. And so that just always kept what I felt with a Woman of the Truth Ministries was just an extension of Pathway of Hope, a non-denominational extension, which is really what the founder really wanted, was a non-denomination, which even a non-denomination is really denominational. So, because it's non-denominational, but anyways, we won't go there. So, but the word that I got, a word and a scripture this year. So, double power. But the word that I got was receive. Receive. And the scripture that I got was John Chapter 3, verse 21. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. The Amplified says, but he who practices truth, who does what is right, comes out into the light, so that his words may be plainly shown to be what they are, wrought with God. They are divinely prompted. They are done with God's help in dependence upon Him. So we need to receive as we believe, trust in, rely on, have faith in His Word. We need to live, not just talk, but truly live by walking the talk of His great commandments for the harvest of souls, by reaching others with His truth, which is filled with His heart, His love, for this is the only pathway of hope for all mankind. Paul, could you please pass these out? These are new now because they add the word receive. Remember the words that we were given? We've got believe, then we've got harvest, then we got reach, and now we have received. Do you see how God keeps blending everything together? Do you remember when Pastor Johnny and Mindy, you know, their vision statement, it was loving God, loving others, nothing more, nothing less. And how do we do that? Because we are doing that because we exist to glorify God by being a spirit-filled people, empowered by Him to do His perfect will in this imperfect world. That was Pastor Doug's. As we continue then, we will glorify God as we love, trust, and obey Him in helping the blind to see, to know the truth, and set the captives free by being a light for Him in the community. Do you see God is just constantly building Pathway of Hope, constantly building upon it, and helping us to continue to the path that He has chosen for Pathway of Hope? His specific plan, His specific purpose. And as we receive the word that Paul and I got, and his was more simplified, and so I used his word, but remember we got, when we were journaling about Pathway of Hope, and he says, receive what I am about to do for Pathway of Hope, and a Woman of the Truth Ministries, that, you know, extension of it, will be called a house of prayer, healings, and salvation center. I will dwell there as my daughter, and each of us, I included, welcomes my spirit in these services. So we can see that what he is talking to us, receive, is continuing to go along with what he has been given us all this time. See, God will glorify him. And Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 16, have you ever seen that one? I used to pray this a lot and for a long time, but I love it, and I want to share this with you. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 through 16 in the New King James Version says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom, as you shine as lights in the world, hold fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain." I like the wording too of the New Living Translation? Okay. Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you. Do you remember the character trait about spiritual self-feeding? Remember, the leader, the pastor, will not always be with you to guide and direct you, the shepherd. So that is why we are to work out by constantly being in his word and feeding ourselves too. It's very important. Now that I'm away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation by obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Hold firmly to the word of life. Then on the day of Christ's return, I will be proud. I will rejoice that I did not run the race in vain and that my work was not useless. I also personalize that. Not only me as your pastor and as your shepherd, but personalize that you will be able to rejoice and that the work that you are doing for the Lord will not be in vain. And what you are doing to others, when you're sharing that word, it will not return void. Whether that person receives it or not, it is alive, it is true, it is full of his power, it is full of his life, it is full of his light. So, the definition of receive. Wow, this was cool when I was looking this up. Transitive verb. Okay, it says to come into possession of, to acquire, to receive a gift as an example. The gift of love. The gift of Jesus Christ, the gift of the fullness of the Lord God. We just celebrated Christmas, the gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the fullness that brought to us when he finished his mission here on earth and accomplished it when he said, when he died for our sins, his blood shed on the cross for us, and he said, "It is finished." At that point in time, we received this gift in all the fullness of it. Praise God. And then another definition for receive, to act as a receptacle or container for, and then it gives an example, the cistern receives water from the roof, living water from the Lord, living water that comes from him. Remember John 7, verse 37? It says, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Often we'll sing, "Holy Spirit, rain on me." We need to be that receptacle to receive what he has for us. Another definition was to assimilate through the mind or senses, to receive new ideas, like Jeremiah 33:3. And it says, when you ask to God, he will show you things, great and mighty things that you know not of. Like John 16:13-15, the Holy Spirit is our spirit of truth, and he will guide us into all the truth, and he will tell us of things to come.
We will assimilate this in our minds because our minds are also the mind of Christ, and he will work in us and reveal to us. The Holy Spirit in John 14, 26 says he will teach us all things and he will remind us of all things that the Lord Jesus has told us. This word is the Lord Jesus, for the word became flesh, John 1. And then we need to remember that in James 1, 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you seek God and he will give it to you. So this we will assimilate in our minds. But see, the Holy Spirit takes us, and even that we don't understand, he takes us. And at his time, he will help us to have that understanding, because our understanding comes from God. Like Luke 24, 45 says, and he, Jesus, opened up their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. Another version says that he opened up their understanding so they could comprehend the scriptures, so they could assimilate. Now, another definition. It says to permit to enter. Receive means to permit, to enter, to admit. So, reminds us of Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. See, he's standing at the door and knocking. Will you open my word? Will you see what I have for you? Because I have this delicious bread and this delicious living water for you. And it is yours. I'd love to also think of it as eating like fresh, hot, baked chocolate chip cookies out of the oven. Hot bread of heaven, but I like adding that chocolate. Mm-mm. And that fresh cup of cold milk. Mm. Milk contains water. And I was like, oh. That's what I think of. Mmm, delicioso. And I am admitting that in. I am welcoming it. I am greeting it as another definition. And then another one says to react in a specified manner, to receive. See, we need to receive this as a learning student. Remember, that was another character trait. We need to always want to be that student, to always be learning and growing in the Lord, being willing to receive discipline, but also to be willing to receive that strength, that encouragement, that comfort, that authority, that power that is in this word, that transformation that comes of our mind that is in this word, that renewing, that re-energizing. This comes in the power of his word. And then another one is to a definition of receive is to accept as authoritative, true, or accurate, to believe. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Today's New International Version says, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly, diligently seek him. And then I love another definition, to receive, to support the weight or pressure of, to bear. Well, we remember Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and it will come. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. And learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Receive, another definition, to take a mark or impression from the weight of something. Well, we have the mark, the impression of the Lord Jesus Christ upon us through his Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 says, the NIV, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. And then another definition, receive. You acquire, you experience. Once again, reminding me of the character trait number 6 and the trait number 7 of always learning and spiritual feeding. Because, see, as we're doing this, see, we're acquiring and experiencing life, but as we're doing that and wanting to have that spirit of always learning, being his disciples, hungry to learn and grow, we know that everything works together for good to those who love God, to those who live according to his purpose. His purpose is to love God, obey him, and to love others, his two greatest commandments. This is the word. So do you see what God gave us for his word and receive? Is that incredible or what?
Amen.
Receive also came with an acronym. And I will be going into that furthering, you know, when I get back. Rejoice, the R is for rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And then E, we're going to go into the gift of prophecy. Because of the spiritual gifts, it says to desire the spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that is where they're listed. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, after the love chapter in 13, you know, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. So pursue love, he says. But then he says, as you're desiring these spiritual gifts, that's good. But of the one that you want to desire is prophecy. Why? Because prophecy is edification, comfort, exhortation. So receive. R, rejoice in the Lord always. E, edify, edification. Edify, edification is an upbuilding, a constructive spiritual progress, a building up, a strengthening, stronger in faith. Help them to grow, make them stronger. We will be having a strong discipleship program, hopefully starting sometime in April. Probably we will be going with the OSL. And so, this is very important for us. See, comfort, consolation. We all need that. And that is what we will be doing to each other. E, exhortation and encouragement. Give them hope, admonishing, to teach, to instruct, or direct, or to warn. The Worldwide English Version says, translation says, helps them to believe. And then the I in receive. Include the Lord in everything. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. We need to trust in the Lord. We need to include him in everything. I. And then V. Then that was Proverbs 3:5-6. Sorry. V is victoriously. Be and receive victoriously. Live each day for his glory. You know that song by Yolanda Adams? I've got the victory. I've got the sweet victory in Jesus. Yes, I do. He's our mighty conqueror. In him I will trust all my battles. He'll fight. I've got the victory. I've got sweet victory in Jesus. For me he died, but he rose on the third day. That's why I have true victory every day. And then E, empowered by him. Receive, boy, there is a lot to that word that he gave us this year. John chapter 3, verse 21, but he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God, that they are divinely prompted, done with God's help and dependence upon him. The Strong's exhaustive concordance for the word light in the Greek says that to shine or to make manifest, especially by rays. To lighten, to shine, to show, appear, seem, be seen, to shine. And then it goes on to say, to show or make known one's thoughts, speak or say. Luminous in the widest applications. Literally and figuratively. Fire and light.
Did you hear the worship songs? Did you see the Holy Spirit working together? I mean, we didn't even talk to each other. It's like so cool. Our God is so awesome. So do you remember when our guest speaker, Reverend Lois Bly, was here? Remember on November 25th? And she said that when I was raising up the offering unto the Lord and praying over it, she said on 27th, she was here. And she said that she saw through the sun the rays going, or was it November? I couldn't remember it exactly on December. Oh, no, the Lord led me. I'm sorry, I had to remember my notes. But November 25th, she said this. And December 27th, the Lord led me to go back and listen to the sermon online, which you can do. So, well, duh, because he gave this to me, you know. And it's like, you know how you write something and you maybe forget it, you know, and stuff. And so the Lord had me go back, and he goes, Karen, I want you to go back, and I want you to listen to that message. And then I go, wow, Lord, this is confirmation, and this is you speaking again. And she said that she saw the sun of the Lord God, sun rays, the rays going out through the offering, the rays of the sun, the Lord Jesus Christ, going out from this place. See, what do we keep praying? We want to be a light in this community. We want to shine brightly. And that's what she was seeing, these rays. This is why God is confirming again. This is our scripture for this year. John chapter 1. I would like it if you would turn to John chapter 1 in your Bibles. I will be reading from the Amplified. John chapter 1. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Jesus Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God Himself. He was present originally with God, and all things were made and came into existence through Him. And without Him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Remember in John 14, 6, it says, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is life, is our light. And the light shines on in the darkness. As this world gets darker, and it will, the light will shine through us. For the darkness has never overpowered it, put it out, or absorbed it, or appropriated it, as is unreceptive to it. See, do you remember this little light of mine? I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine all the time. So then we continue to go on, because we are going to continue to shine brightly, that light in this darkness of this world. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. Do you remember when we were talking about that we are going to be the Elizabeth, helping people to prepare for the return of the Lord? He is coming soon. This, and continuing in verse 7, John chapter 1, this man came to witness that he might testify of the light, that all men might believe in, adhere to, trust it, and rely upon it through him, that light that is in him. He was not the light. He was telling him, I'm not the light himself, but he came that he might bear witness regarding the light. We now are Jesus' witnesses of his light in us and through us to others. In verse 9, there it was. The true light was then coming into the world, the genuine, perfect, steadfast light that illumines every person. Do you remember receive? Do you remember that was part of the definition? Illumines. Do you remember that? Do you remember in the Greek, illumines? He came into the world and through the world that was made through him. The world did not recognize him. It did not know him.
He came to that which belonged to him, Jesus did, to his own, his domain, creation, things, the world. And they who were his own did not receive him and did not welcome him. And then it goes on. But as to many as did receive and welcome him, he gave authority and power, privilege, right to become the children of God, that is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. We owe their birth neither to bloods nor to the will of the flesh, that of the physical impulse, nor to the will of man, that of natural father, but to God. They are born of God. And the word of Christ became flesh, human, incarnate, and tabernacled, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us, and we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten son receives from his father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. We are now joint heirs. We are his sons and daughters. We have that favor, loving kindness. We are full of his grace, empowered by him daily to do what his plan and purpose is, just as he empowered Jesus to do. John testified about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has priority over me, for he has before me. He takes rank over me, for he existed before I did. He has advanced before me because he is my chief.'" Chief cornerstone. There seems to be like this song we sang this morning on that. "Full out of his fullness, abundance, we have all received and all had shared and will also be supplied with one grace after another and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing and even favor upon favor and gift heaped upon gift." Did you hear that? Full out of his fullness, abundance, we have all received, all have shared, and we are all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. For while the law was given through Moses, grace unearned, undeserved favor, and spiritual blessing, the truth came through Jesus Christ. No man has ever seen God at any time. The only unique Son, or the only begotten God, who is in the bosom, in the intimate presence of the Father, he has declared him, he has revealed him, and brought him out where he can be seen. He has interpreted him, and he has made him known. And this is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites to him from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And John confessed, admitted the truth, and did not try to conceal it, but acknowledged, "I am not the Christ." Remember, we are not the Christ, but we are to tell others of the Christ. We are transformed into his image, into his likeness. So we are that light shining brightly for him. We are witnesses to him, just as John the Baptist was. And we are going to help others to be prepared, for the Lord is returning soon. But we have to receive, continuously receive, in order to be able to give to others. And then in verse 21, they asked him, "What then, are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not. Are you a prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then he said to him, "Who are you? Tell us, so that we may give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" And he said, "I am the voice of the one crying aloud in the wilderness, the voice of the one shouting in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, level, straighten out the path of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." See, we are helping to prepare the way of the Lord. And then the next day in verse 29, it goes on to say, John saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This will be our testimony too. Reverend Lois Bly also gave us a word. on that day she was here. She said, and I'm going to ask you to do the same. She instructed us to close our eyes because she wanted us to see Jesus, the new covenant, the blood, the Lamb of God. Pathway of Hope. I am calling you into a new season. I am calling you into a new season. I am calling you into a new day. I am asking you to begin to understand the power you carry in my name. I ask you to come and understand the power of my Spirit that longs to pour through you. My will is not for you to take dips in my Spirit, but my will is that all tarry in it to carry it out to a broken world. Do not look to those who call themselves the anointed and the appointed, but look to me, the author and the finisher of your faith. I have called you Pathway of Hope Church corporately. I have appointed you. I have anointed you. I will send you. Man will not send you. I will not send you out brokenhearted and discouraged and weak, but instead I will send you out fresh with fire from on high. Know my fire comes from being in my presence. Yes, different vessels have long been in my fire, and many vessels carry my fire. It is because they have been in the fire, says the Lord your God. You too have been in my fires. You have had personal fires of testing and trials, but understand, I am the Lord, the God of your understanding. I understand my own, says the Lord your God. Seek to let things be into my hand. Be not angry and be not confused, but come under the kindness of a loving Savior. And know all things truly, truly do work out together for the good. I am calling my own into my presence. I have designated this place, Pathway of Hope, as a place of my presence. I have called you here to bring my presence that you carry within you, and as you present your presence to me, I promise you my presence will grow stronger as it tarries over this place, over you in this place, says the Lord your God. And then she went on to pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your encouragement, O God. Seal this time in our hearts. Holy Spirit, seal the worship that has taken place in this room. Father God, that it would go from our heads to our hearts, that it wouldn't be just a formality of going to church every Sunday, that it would be truly a relationship that we carry out into the world. We love you, Lord, and we give you praise and honor and glory, all of it to you, in Jesus' name. I received an email from a gentleman that has a ministry and Victorious Christian Living International, and he had, I guess, sent an email last Christmas to Pastor Doug. So I just let him know that Pastor Doug was no longer here. Please continue to pray for them. And there was a transition, and I told him how, you know, we weren't the process, like we weren't sure if it would continue on, but God said to continue on, and then he said, he goes, Dear Pastor Karen, I got this on December 20th. Thank you for the opportunity to pray for you and all that is happening in your ministry world. The door of your church will not close, but will burst open with new life. God will go before you and watch for the changes he has for you. You are more than able through him. Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13. Says, and then he says, be blessed and Merry Christmas, Ray, you know, El Lamo, and I have no idea how to pronounce his last name.
And it says, Philippians 4:13, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. And then remember what our opening scripture was? Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your need, will liberally supply your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Paul had a word. And when I was telling him about the word from God, he saw a picture, I should say, not a word, but a picture. And he said, he goes, Karen, it's like a reception line. I'm seeing a reception line like at a wedding. Or the bride of Christ. And he says, in order to receive, you need to line up in a reception line. So we need to line up with God's word in order to receive the blessings, in order to receive that empowerment, in order to receive the empowerment of his grace. Sometimes he's going to have a step into territory that we don't understand and we don't know, but we need to keep trusting him and relying on him. And each step we take, we're carrying that light, and he infuses us and empowers us with the grace to continue on and on and on. In this new year, 2013, there are going to be many challenges, but each challenge and each risk that God is asking us to take is a risk that he has a plan and a purpose for his purpose and glory. But in order to do that and to continue to be his light, you need to be in his word. You need to be infused. And every step you take takes the power of his authority, takes the power of his name, takes the power of his blood, takes the power of his resurrection with you in Jesus Christ, because we are marked by the Holy Spirit and he is with us. He has his angels surrounding us, helping us to do his will, his way, his timing. Proverbs chapter 4. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. Do not forsake his precious holy word. When I was my father's son, tender, and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me. We are talking about wisdom. And said to me, let your heart retain my words. Let your heart retain my wisdom. Keep my commands and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right path. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil. And their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines even brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put a perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot
from evil. 1 Corinthians 6:17, but he who has joined the Lord is one with him. See Luke 4:32. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. We have his authority, and we can walk with grace, with the empowerment of his grace. Matthew 12:34-35. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. There was a word from our president, and he said that he's reminded of the term rules of engagement. Often has been utilized for our military for our highly important missions or actions that requires precise and clear guidance. Using such rules has led to accurate understanding, consensus, purpose, motivation, and success. We need to take rules of engagement. These rules of engagement, we need to be receiving from him. We can only give out what we are receiving from him. So we need to stay connected to the life source, and our ministry will be life-giving. We need to open daily for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. President Glenn Burris also said there was four rules. The second one, we realize that discipline is the key to effective discipleship. Consistency of practice and clarity of purpose will result in kingdom advance, both personally and in the lives of those we lead. Pursue kingdom principles with passion every day in the word and in prayer. The third rule of engagement. We must move our attention beyond the vocational ranks of ministry and see every believer connecting everything with the soul. Receive every believer as our responsibility. They are primed for this great adventure. Recognize, encourage, shepherd, and equip all of his people. See, prophecy, the gift of prophecy. And everyone is the body of Christ. Remember, I told you, we are not a denomination. We are denominational, even though we're like a denomination. But we're going back to the heart, which was non-denominational, worldwide evangelism. That is the heart of Foursquare. And then the rule of engagement, four. If we focus only on ourselves, we will quickly lose his perspective and passion for his world. See, with this unity that we have, we can move mountains. Genesis chapter 11, verse 6 says, and the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Their purpose in that example was Babel, the Tower of Babel. But when our purpose is for him, that means when we have this unity, that we collectively are united for his plan and his purpose. Do you see? Do you see what that word empowers us? Now nothing that we propose to do will be withheld from us. Indeed, the people are one. So we see in the Acts church, in Acts 5, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were with all one accord in Solomon's porch. Pathway of hope. Verse 12. Verse 14. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. Verse 16. Also a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, to Catalina, to Tucson, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. I am not calling for partial healing. I am calling for all healed. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you be found to fight against God. Our church is God's, our life is God's, and what we are doing for his purpose is God's. And so anybody that comes against us, they are fighting with God.
Remember what I told you when I did finally step into that obedience to God when he told me to be the senior pastor? I said, something happened on that day. Something happened on my first day, and I felt this rising up in my spirit, and I said, don't mess with me. Don't mess with me, and don't mess with my flock. That's what God is saying to us. Don't mess with my child. I am God's child, and I have his authority in me. Don't mess with me, and don't mess with Pathway of Hope. We have a plan and a purpose. And individually, when we're out there, we're going to be working for him and living for him and being a light for him and empowered by him and living by his authority in our lives. So don't mess with us individually, and don't mess with us corporately. And don't mess with us in the sense that we are also the body of Christ and we're going to be helping other churches out there. Don't mess with us, because you are fighting against God as we are following his plan and his purpose. Acts chapter 2. And with many words, he testified and exhorted them, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. That day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Many wonders and signs were done. Now all who believed were together, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple, praising God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Amen. There is a heaven, there is a hell. Jesus could come anytime, but also somebody could die, an accident could happen. You do not know. We need to connect everything to a soul. And we need to help those who are lost to come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And those who do not have Jesus as their Lord and Savior, we need to also continue to be that light to them. And those who do have Jesus as their Lord and Savior, we need to continue to help and encourage each other and build each other up and strengthen each other and help us to walk that perfect path for his purpose will, for his glory, because it's hard out there. So now we're going to take the power of that new covenant, that new blood, together as the Acts chapter 2 church did, united, one in spirit. With that unity that comes from him, as we are united with him, we are one with him in spirit. We are going to be, as Amy Semple McPherson wrote, as the motto for Foursquare, an essentials unity. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. But a non-essentials liberty, something like one cup or multi-cup. We do multi-cup for the Lord's Supper communion. But so if we have some little bit of differences, we're giving liberty. But in all things, charity, God's love in us and through us. 1 Corinthians 13, remember, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. All these gifts without his love is nothing. It is like a clanging cymbal. So let's prepare our hearts. Pastor Janet, could you pray? Thank you, honey. Thank you for passing this out. And just hold it for right now, and we will take it together. Thank you, Pastor Janet. Yeah, that's fine. Play, yeah. Thank you. But, you know, it's okay. No, not right now, Melissa. We're going to do this. Yeah, thank you. So here we have the bread, okay? And when the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he was reminding them of what the Lord had said. So verse 24, it says, and when he, Jesus, had given thanks, he broke it. He broke the bread. And he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this to call me affectionately to remembrance. Let us partake in unity together.
Thank you that our sins are forgiven through you. Thank you that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you and praise you for the authority and the power that we have because of what you did for us on the cross at Calvary. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And now, Lord Jesus, he took the cup, also saying, "This cup is the new covenant ratified and established in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it to call me affectionately to remembrance." Let us partake together in the blood. And then he went on to say, "For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are representing and signifying and proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death until he comes again." We thank you, Lord, that as we continuously have these hearts that are repentant hearts, wanting you to continually teach us, guide us and direct us through your Holy Spirit, we thank you and praise you that we can rely on that cleansing blood that is constantly covering us, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that as we take this time in remembrance of the new blood covenant that we are under, we thank you that we are going to start receiving more and more from you. And we will start seeing you changing our lives more and more for your purposes and for your glory. And the sphere of influence around us, because you will overshadow us like you did Peter. And people will be touched by your spirit just with our presence in the room. Because your authority, your power, your name, your blood, your Holy Spirit is with us. Your fullness is with us through what you did for us, Jesus, on the cross. Your resurrection power is with us because of what you did for us on the cross. Your truth is with us, for you are in us. We thank you and praise you, Lord. May we be blessed as we go out this week. For you, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.